Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you right for this April 10th, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Beth Habhager.
Good morning.
And a whole lot of fun, because we are going to have a blast today. We're going to have kick things off right and start your week off right. Got some good things coming up for you this hour. We're going to get into some Easter leftovers about potatoes, hungry bears, and not cross buns.
Not cross buns.
These are straight buns. These are buns that are just straight. They're just, yes.
All right.
I don't know what that means.
Are they cold, though?
Yes. That's all that matters, if they're warm or cold. Yeah, it's a great question. Want better service? We're going to tell you how to get it. We also have 10 bizarre rules parents had for kids.
Okay.
Should be an interesting one.
Had for kids?
Had for kids.
So they're not there anymore.
That's the way it looks. That's the way it looks. Yes. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Of course, in a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, it's a Monday. You know what that means. 9 o'clock hour kicks off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that. A shout out to Chatterbox Catering.
Yes.
I don't want to be a jerk here or anything like that, but I got to see a preview of today's episode, and I think it's pretty cool. I think it looks really good. Looking forward to it. After that, in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, we'll touch on some entertainment news, got some interesting stuff there going on. We will get into a That Ain't Right story that you have to hear, and some good stories of the day, of course, to wrap everything up. We can't get to anything before we check in with each other. Melissa, how you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
Good.
Doing all right.
How was your week?
It's a morning. Better than Friday? Or was Thursday that you were calling in?
It was Thursday. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, no, better than Thursday. But yeah, a good weekend. Just kind of laid low. We've been recovering from some different things here in the household, but doing better today. So.
Good to hear.
Good.
Very good to hear. Beth, how about you?
I'm recovering. It was a good, very busy weekend. Monday, Thursday on Thursday night, then Good Friday, Tenebrae on Friday, and Saturday was spent getting the church ready for yesterday morning. And we Moravians are crazy. We had our first service at 6 a.m.
Yeah, yeah.
And headed out to the cemetery, and that all went well, and good breakfast and wonderful celebration of life for remembering the resurrection for us at 10:15. So it was a busy but good weekend, and then I spent much of the afternoon yesterday just horizontal.
Right. Yes. I don't blame you. It was nice to have the weather cooperating too. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day for it.
Could not complain about the weather this weekend at all, period.
And we still had the farmer's market in the midst of it that went well. And we're going to keep going through the end of April. So if you haven't checked it out, you've only got a few more weeks. Come check it out Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Please do. You can find out more by going to their website, wrmoravian.org. You go all the way to the right, and you're going to find a more tab. Mm-hmm. You click on that, and it'll help you be able to find exactly what Beth is talking about.
Yep.
And when I went past the other day, it looked great. Looked busy as always.
Yeah.
That's really good to see.
Yeah. We had about 9 vendors there, so we're still holding steady.
Very cool. Very cool.
And getting anxious for spring. And what better way to bring it in than stop at a farmer's market?
Exactly.
You're so right about that. That's one of the signs of spring right there. One of the greatest phrases I heard over the weekend a couple of times, jet stream pattern.
Ooh,
you know what that is? You know what a jet stream pattern is? It's these warm temperatures we're getting. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's all you need to know is that means warm temperatures.
Oh,
it's
beautiful.
Oh, happy day. And as soon as I felt that sun, I was like, oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Needed this.
So how was your weekend? I know it was Passover this last week,
too. Well, celebrated with my mom, and we made some plans. Her and I have never gone to a synagogue together.
Okay.
So we're making plans to do that.
Oh, good.
Because Jews are so good at guilt and guilting, and especially at guilting ourselves and everything. There's the old phrase of the self-hating Jew. Well, that goes very deep. We only have to go to synagogue. Technically, only have to go to synagogue once in your life. You're supposed to travel to synagogue once. It's similar a little bit with Muslims with going to Mecca once in the their lives and such. I haven't done that. I've been outside synagogues, and I've been inside them before and everything, but I've never gone in for the pure practice of my heritage. Right. And those sorts of things. So it's something that we were talking about doing, and it was one of the ways we were kind of celebrating the days and the times. And then we had a nice meal together yesterday for Easter with my dad and everything, and it was fun. It was nice.
Good.
I'm still healing. I am still on the disabled list. I thought that they were going to take me off the list, but this thing is as bad as Aaron Rodgers now. It's just as annoying. It's been we're going to get into Playmakers a little bit later today, 10 to 11. Shout out to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Be sure to join us for that, where you can get your sports thoughts and feelings out like I'm about to. Because if you want to complain about Aaron Rodgers, like I hear a lot of Green Bay fans doing that. A lot of Green Bay fans doing that. I get it. I understand. It's annoying. Try being a Bear fan. The man's been annoying me for 19 years, okay? Like you've got nothing on me. Nothing on me. It's been torturing me for a long time. We'll get into more of that. That was just my way of bringing up Playmakers. So a shameless plug. I hope that this is going to be one of those mornings where we can just go ahead and have some fun, enjoy ourselves, and I don't have to think about any of what's going on in my body and everything. I'm going to just focus on that, especially because we got big things to going on here. This is huge news. I don't know if anybody heard about this or not. It seems like it was getting very low. It wasn't being covered by a lot of people, and this is a big story. We got a new area code coming.
What?
We got a new area code coming to the Wisconsin.
Wow.
Yes. I don't know if it's actually that big of news, but it is kind of interesting, I think. The Public Service Commissions of Wisconsin, also known as the PSC, announced last Friday that a new additional area code will be coming to the area where the 920 area code is now service. The area includes communities such as Appleton, Beaver Dam, Berlin, Fond du Lac, Fort Atkinson, Green Bay, Manitowoc, Oshkosh, Ripon, Sheboygan, Sturgeon Bay, and Watertown. Are we talking about this because we got to mention Sheboygan? Maybe a little. But it's also, we're an information station. We're supposed to get this out there. The PSC says the 920 area code is expected to run out of assignable prefixes, the three numbers in a phone number following the area code, by the first quarter of 24. The new 274 area code will be used to provide telephone numbers to new customers. All current customers will retain their existing telephone numbers and will continue to dial and receive calls without charge.
Okay.
Questions or thoughts?
It's good to know because I have relatives that live in those area codes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's always interesting when they add a new area code. They did that not too long ago in the Sparta area.
Mm-hmm.
And not the area code, the prefix after the area code.
Yeah.
Even that is now I got to know this is also from Sparta and this is from Sparta,
Last year, the PSC announced another new area code coming to Wisconsin, the 353 area code in the Madison area, which is currently 608.
Well, and the way that we think of area codes now is so different from when area codes were first, it put into existence because of the need. So when you think of area, you think of a geographical area, and you would think they would just change all of the numbers in that area. So, if I see that, they're in this region of this state. And now it's because of cell phones, it can be anyone, anywhere.
Right.
I mean, I still have a North Dakota number, and I've been living here for over 4 years.
Right. I got an Illinois number still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think that's in part why I wanted to bring this up, because of scamming, because of a lot of those things. And there's still a lot of people that have a landline and a caller ID. And they see an area code they're familiar with, they're more, inclined to, okay, it might be a relative, a doctor. Who knows? But if you don't see that, if you don't recognize the area code, you don't know. And so it's important to know that this 274 area code will begin in the beginning of May 5th. That's awesome. Only because that's my daughter's birthday. And according to the PSC, 274 area codes will be issued once all of the 920 area codes have been assigned, which could happen as soon as the end of the year.
Wow.
There's going to be no charge, of course, for any of this or anything. So it won't affect your pay. It's just going to notice a different area code, 274.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting for those of us that have kids that'll be aging up into getting cell phones, because their area code may be different than our area code.
Yeah.
Well, and probably than yours, definitely, if you still have a North Dakota one.
Right. Well, that's my personal one. My church one is actually a local area code. So, but
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I still have the same number that I got when I got my first cell phone, and it's a Baraboo number.
There you go.
Because at the time I lived in Reedsburg.
Okay.
It's just the same number I've always had.
Yeah. It's now forced us to have to memorize 10 digits instead of just 3 or 4. Because I can remember when all you had to do was remember the last 4 because everybody had the same first 3 or 6.
Right. You never had to worry about error.
And now you have to remember all 10.
Great.
How many people do that, though, really?
Oh, yeah.
You just have them in your phone. I do some of them because I'm weird with numbers like that. But, most people don't know phone numbers. They don't even know their own phone number.
Right.
Well, and that's why, you know, in kids at school, when we were growing up, that was one of the things that you had to learn early is what's your phone number. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it was only the 7 digits because you didn't have to dial the 10. Now you have to dial the 10. And you learned yours and, like, the last 4 of your friends. But nowadays, if you don't know at least your emergency contact's phone number, if you lose your phone, if you're lost somewhere, you know, how are you going to get any help? How are you going to reach out to your family?
It's good for a kid to know how to read a map and how to be able to do certain things that we used to be able to do pretty handedly. I remember when I first started going to school and walking to school by myself, and my dad wanted to make sure I knew her address and her phone number, and I would repeat it to him. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time I repeated it to him, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Oh, so I guess you'll be back, huh?" We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back to The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Melissa, Beth, James here with you. Time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this April 10th, 2023. It is Golfer's Day.
Ooh.
Would have thought that had been this weekend with the Masters going on and everything. We're going to be talking about that during Playmakers a bit today. But yeah, golfers, hey, especially with the weather way it is and everything. Most of the golfers, my little brother loves golfing. And it doesn't need to be like just literally a crack of sunshine. and he'll be out there. If there's a bit of a mist, a little light rain, still be out there.
As long as it's not lightning.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to feel like, you know, any golfer that can, if you can get out there, if the courses are open or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I imagine things are probably still a little wet someplace.
Got to think it is. Got to think it is. But if they
my yard is pretty much a big giant puddle.
No golfing for you today, Melissa.
That just adds to the hazards. Makes it more fun, right?
Yeah, I set up my own mini golf course out there. There you go.
See, that's how they'll get me. I keep being told that, you know, when you get old enough, you'll really love golf. Like, they keep been telling me that for 20 years. And I still, it's just not my thing.
You're
I got
just
nothing
not old
against
enough
it.
Yet, James.
Yeah, I guess. But now they want to make it mini golf, then we'll talk. I want to see professional mini golf. There's the Holy Moly Show or whatever?
No,
or
there's you mean, actual like, there's a professional league. Miniature golf out there.
Is there really?
Yes.
I got to look into that. I was looking into a kickball league. The other day. I was like, I wouldn't mind doing this.
Yeah.
It is National Siblings Day.
Yay. Love you, my siblings.
Yay, siblings.
Yes. They are mine. For me, my brother and sister are my backbeat and my backbone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'd be without them. Yeah. I also got away with a lot more because I could, in my defense, Jillian had these big blue eyes. She's a cartoon character.
Aww.
So when I blame things on her, like it wasn't like she was Teflon. Like, it's not like anything affected her. It wasn't like she got in trouble or anything like that. Look at me. I can't compete with that. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
There you go.
Yes, a big shout out to all of our siblings out there.
Yes.
Let's see. National Cinnamon Crescent Day.
Ooh, those look yummy.
Yeah. Why have I not heard of this?
Rolled elephant ears?
Kind of looks good. Wow. Yeah. That's a great way to put it, Melissa. A delicious pastry that's perfect for breakfast or dessert. The flaky layers of pastry are filled with a sweet cinnamon filling, making them a crowd pleaser every time.
So you go out and you buy the canned stuff, and then you put a layer of butter down, and then sprinkle it with cinnamon sugar and roll it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy.
Yes.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It you had me at easy and, pastry. Yeah, that sounds really good. I got to find a recipe for that. That sounds really good. It is National Farm Animals Day.
Yay.
Yay.
It's going to be the season for babies here soon.
Yep.
I spent Saturday and Sunday. I went up, time is a blur, yes. I'm sorry. I went up to a point. I was cat sitting for Bria. They were out of town, so it was kind of cat sitting, which, by the way, cat sitting, not the same as dog sitting.
No, very much different.
I've done a lot of dog sitting. I have never cat sat before. Very different. Very, very different. I going back and forth and everything, as I was driving, I'm at a stop, and I see all these cows, and I never do this, but I pulled out my phone to get a bunch of pictures of these cows, because they just look so, like, they look so busy, like so happy. And my youngest daughter, Isabel, is a huge fan of cows. So I sent her all, I took these pictures and I send them to her. But as I'm sending them to her, I'm like, I'm just sending her pictures of random cows, like with not a lot of context or anything like that. Thankfully, my kids get me. Like,
did you just buy a herd?
No context whatsoever. But I was happy to see it. It was great. I hadn't seen any in a while, especially in that stretch where I go from Rapids to Point here and everything. Farm animals are some of the greatest animals you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Well before we talk about the food that they give us or the work that they do with us or for us or however you want to put it or anything, they are just amazing creatures. They're just living, breathing creatures that are amazing. I personally am a big fan of goats.
There you go.
I like goats a lot.
Goats are cool.
Llamas, emus.
There's just nothing, you know. I will say, it does make me think of our friends at 4-H and encouraging people and parents out there. Your kids has any interest, get them into 4-H. I know I wish I would have done that stuff when I was a...
place to start.
I don't know what the 4-H in Chicago would have looked like, but I wish I would have done it. I wish I would have. It's, wait a minute, Easter Monday, huh? What's going on here?
National Pastor's Day off.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Easter Monday is the perfect time to relax and spend quality time with family and friends, enjoy a leisurely brunch, hunt for hidden Easter eggs, or take a leisurely stroll in the sunshine.
Or eat egg salad sandwiches. Just lots of
deviled
eggs on salads. Yeah.
Yep.
It's mostly big in the United Kingdom.
Yeah.
International Safety Pin Day.
Thank you, Safety Pin.
Yes, thank you, Safety Pins. We're going to find out who made the safety pin, that's for sure. Oh, wait. Legend has it, in 1849, Walter Hunt, a mechanic and the person credited with the invention of the safety pin, owed a friend $15 and decided to invent something new in order to earn the money to repay him.
That's creative.
That's awesome. He invented the safety pin, originally called the dress pin. This little springing item with a clasp was meant to be a protective where straight pins might cause injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. As it turns out, Mr. Hunt's invention brought him a healthy profit, as he eventually ended up selling his patent for the safety pin for a whopping $400, which would compare to more than $20,000 or so in today's terms.
Nice. Hmm.
Not bad, but yikes. Like, jeez. I feel like you got lowballed there. I don't know. safety pins have done a lot of good throughout. I mean, and they're continuing to still do good. They're still very useful and everything. But I think every parent has a different love of safety pins. If you had cloth diapers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you had cloth diapers and you had a child, the safety pin was what kept you between that, horrors. Like, God knows what was waiting for you in that diaper. But the safety pin kept it all in check. And they were so reliable. They're strong and everything.
My mom had ones that had like little animal heads as the head of the pin.
Okay.
For the diapers that she used on us kids. Those are the ones I think of when I think of diaper safety pins.
Yeah,
like the special ones.
Yeah.
They had that little plastic on the end rather than it being fully metal. Yeah.
I remember those.
I love that they've come up with different sizes, because sometimes you need a really small one and then sometimes you need the giant one.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's really hard when you need a big one and all you have are little ones.
Yes. That always happens.
I know.
I love those big ones, those industrial ones. Those are awesome.
They're handy.
And finally, it's National Hug Your Dog Day.
Aww.
Oh, well, I gotta go. I did not even hug Sam this morning. I should go do that. So you guys go ahead. You got this? You two, all right?
I'm kind of stuck.
See ya.
Hey, James, come back here. I don't know how to press the buttons.
National Hug Your Dog Day. Give that furry creature a special celebration by enjoying National Hug Your Dog Day with them. Every day is National Hug Your Dog Day, and there are a lot of reasons to hug your dog. I think that one of the better reasons is because.
Yeah, it's always a good reason.
Mm-hmm. I do have to say I have a very lost a dog that was very close to us a little while ago, and it's hard, and it never gets easy, and it's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. But I know that there are, if you need an excuse to hug your dog, well, there's a lot of people that can't and wish they could. So it's a good idea to hug your dog, and don't expect them to hug you back, though, okay? They haven't figured that out quite yet. They haven't gotten the whole arm up thing around. They will probably lick you or smell you, and that's their version of that.
Mm-hmm.
Hug your dog, people. We will take a quick commercial break. We will come back, have some more fun after Melissa's news right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Very happy we don't have any candy rain. Whoa, wait a minute.
We've got candy raining in our house.
Wait a second. Yeah. If it's going to rain, but it's going to rain candy, well,
there
then we're talking. Although I have a feeling like Skittles falling from the sky.
It could be a little painful.
Taste the rainbow.
Also would freak us out.
Yeah.
Like, what candy would freak you out the most falling from the sky? Because to me, it would be Skittles.
Twizzlers.
Yeah, Twizzlers would be a weird one.
Twizzlers might be awkward. But I actually did that in a movie theater once and rained Skittles down on everybody around me.
Oh, wow.
When I jumped during the final scene in Anaconda. And the Skittles were on my lap and they went up in the air. And, you know, there were the initial screams. And then there were the secondary screams as the Skittles hit people.
Oh, no. You know, popcorn's a lot softer for people.
Yeah, but I like Skittles in movies.
I've watched a couple movies with Belle, and I don't see you as the type to get like shocked like that or anything. So the story, just imagining it, is hilarious to me. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem.
We got some Easter leftovers. Let's get some. You know, so I don't know about you guys. I like leftovers. My mom made pork tenderloin and breaded it.
Ooh.
Oh, and like anything, a shoe breaded, then I'd eat it, let alone when that woman cooks. My mom's such a good cook. My dad and I were talking, they're really good when you first eat them, of course, but they're almost just as good, if not a little bit better to some, as a sandwich the next day, the leftovers.
Yeah.
There's something about leftovers like that. Here are a few stories from Easter weekend that are making the rounds online. There was talk of people dyeing potatoes instead of eggs this year to save a few bucks, but did anyone really do it? A reporter asked people outside a grocery store in New Jersey, and everyone said it was a ridiculous idea. Now, I did see some people nationally doing it. I didn't see anybody, you know, that I know personally or locally doing it, but I saw a bunch of stories of kids nationally doing this. I even saw a place where they did a potato hunt instead of an egg hunt.
Okay.
I mean, they'll keep longer.
Yeah. You can't find an egg. You know, that's just a bad smell and everything. You can't find a potato. That thing just kind of goes back into the earth. Like, it just kind of...
And then grows.
I was going to say, I mean, that's when you find an egg, you're stuck with the egg. You only have so much time that you can eat it. With a potato, you can plant it, and then you get even more potatoes.
I don't want... Nicely done. I don't want to start something, but I did think this after the first time we touched on this story, and now a second time doing it, and seeing now that Easter has passed and everything, and I didn't see anything come up over the weekend about it. But I was curious to see if anybody would get kind of a little bent out of shape. Is there a religious tie with the eggs to Easter and not having that tie, if that would bother people or not? Didn't hear a blink of anything. Didn't hear a squeak of anything. So I don't know. It is my nature to overthink. So it's not as if this is something that I expected. I just was wondering.
A realtor in Rochester, New York, went viral after posting photos of a house with the Easter Bunny hanging out in every room. Some people thought it was creepy, but it might have worked. The listing now has now says there's a sale pending.
Well, there you go.
Hey.
We have got
J.R. Seward on tomorrow with Let's Talk Real Estate, one of our favorite half an hours of the month. Mm-hmm. And I have to bring this up with him. I have to.
Yeah.
I gotta know.
What kind
know
of gimmicks
it
work yeah to sell your house?
Yeah, yeah. This is that we are definitely bringing this one up. Yeah, definitely. let's see here. Two people were injured at an Easter parade in Spain when a 5-foot statue of the Virgin Mary caught fire. It went up when a lit candle fell on it. Two guys were hurt while trying to put out the flames.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Yikes. Wow.
Hmm. People,
glad they're okay, though.
Yes. Yeah. People in Connecticut were warned to be careful with outdoor egg hunts this year after a bear was seen cracking open a plastic egg and eating the candy.
Oh, my God. They are getting more and more intelligent.
Yep. I will say, too, that because we see more and more bears coming into towns and everything like that. It is only going to be a time before you're going to have to make a basket for them.
Oh, yeah.
You're
going
to have
yeah
to make a basket. And good luck hiding an Easter basket from a bear. They can climb trees. They can go. I don't know where you're going to hide that thing.
Well, they didn't tell you that that bear's name was Yogi.
Hey, boo boo.
Not your average bear.
Yeah, hey, smarter boo-boo than your average bear.
We get into the bacon egg basket. Where we go. In Easter-related crime? No, I can't do it like that, no. In an Easter-related crime, a bunch of chocolate Easter bunnies were seized at an airport in Brussels because they were actually sold lumps of MDMA. That's the main ingredient for drug ecstasy.
Ooh,
not cool. Not cool. A bakery in Australia was accused of being too woke after selling hot cross buns without the cross on top. I mean, I don't know. I guess, you know, gimmicks are gimmicks. You're going to do what you're going to do. Yeah, it's not. It's the pastry game is cutthroat, you know?
It is.
It's tough. It's not easy.
I'm sorry. Your salvation is not dependent upon a bun.
Yeah. Well, that would suck if it did.
I know.
That'd be really tense to find out late in the game and everything. Like, it turns out pastry's really important.
You mean I had to have that?
Well, no, that was never in there, though. And finally, here's some Easter-related good news. A food truck in Michigan handed out free meals to veterans for Easter. The menu included sloppy joes, pulled pork, french fries, and cake for dessert.
Good for them.
A police officer in Northern California rescued a rabbit she saw in the middle of the street last year. And for Easter, her department announced that they were promoting it to the rank of wellness officer. They posted a photo of it in a police canine harness.
Aww.
That's pretty cool. And dozens of people on motorcycles showed up at a children's hospital in Pittsburgh on Saturday to drop off Easter bunny toys for the kids.
Mm.
There's a video of that around. If you need just a good feeling, go ahead and watch that.
Yeah.
That is not a bad idea to check that. And I believe I wanted to double check. Is this the year of the rabbit? Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it's the year of the rabbit.
Look at that.
So another good sign right there.
Yeah.
We will take a break right here. We'll come back. We're going to get into if you want better service, how to get better service. We're going to talk about that when we come back on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James. I almost tried to combine your names there. I don't know what that was. We got a fun one to dive into right here. If you want better service, who doesn't want better service when you go to the restaurant? The next time you go out to eat, don't show up in flip-flops and a tank top. A study found dressing up might get you better service.
Hmm.
Researchers at the University of Missouri had 222 waiters and waitresses look at pictures of random people and guess whether each person would leave a good tip or not. It turned out they were much more likely to assume they'd get a good tip from people who dressed clothes. So if you dress up, you might get treated better. It could even mean a bigger difference for guys. Well-dressed men were seen as the bigger, best tippers, and guys who dressed casually were expected to leave the worst tips.
Hmm.
That's judging a book by its cover.
It's the first thing that popped in my head. The next time you're going to go to McDonald's or Burger King, you know, put on a suit.
Yep.
Put on a suit. Nice dress.
We better not have to tip at those places, too.
Mm-hmm. I don't... I don't know what you do with this information necessarily. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to change many things. When you go out to eat, however you dress is probably how you're going to continue to dress.
Right.
If you're going out for a fancy meal, obviously you're going to dress up. But
yeah.
Right. And some restaurants require it. They have dress codes.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea of doing this, though, for fast food places. I like the idea of getting dressed to the nines to go to, you know, something like that.
And if it's not prom or homecoming in the town that you happen to be doing that in, then you're going to get weird looks.
Yes.
Is there any more to this the story than just, we shouldn't be judging a book by its cover, it seems like? Because I don't know.
I think your attitude, I mean, that's a huge part of it. Not just the way that you look, but the way that you behave with them. These are mm-hmm. people that are working hard, not getting necessarily paid what they're worth. And so, you know, be kind to them. Be understanding. Give some grace.
I have I've had a couple of first dates end by the way that they treated the server.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I knew right away.
It tells
like,
you a lot about a person.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I was like, okay, this is not going any further than this moment right now. which I will say is kind of freeing. It is a little freeing.
Yeah,
it does.
At least you knew right away.
Yeah. There's a part of you where you're kind of like, all right, well, at least now that I know this, I'm just going to eat whatever I want. I did not have any problems there or anything.
Get the crab legs.
Mm. Yeah.
I always, the two times I can think of that something like that happened, I made sure to leave a really nice tip, but I made sure that the date knew that I was. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of hopefully like hammer it home.
Right.
I don't know if it worked. I don't know.
Probably not. People like that have a tendency to not be self-aware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That rabbit we just mentioned in our Easter news mm-hmm. and notes, mm-hmm. I found a picture of him.
Oh.
I had to show Melissa, Beth, real quick. I wanted to show both of you. If you go to the AP News and their oddities section, they have this story, and you see the little guy. And it is as adorable as you might think
yes.
it is in your head.
Whatever little brown with a little white nose.
He's got the blue the police canine yes. vest, but it fits him. Like yes. I expected it to be too big. I don't know how they got it to fit the bunny.
It's the perfect size for him.
That's great. Mm.
Did you guys hear about the bunny that they saved in Minnesota just like 4 days ago in Mankato? And a couple officers saved a bunny. They named him Mr. Trooper.
Oh. Good name.
Yeah.
Take a break. We'll come back and we'll take it at the top of the hour on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you, along with the sounds of Mr. Billy Joel.
Well, we're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down. Out in Bethlehem, they're killing time, filling up forms, standing in line.
The mayor of Allentown recently came out and said he didn't like that song and everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't disagree with him more. It may be my favorite Billy Joel song.
Having lived in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
I love that song. Billy Joel got me through high school. So
right on.
Just about any Billy Joel song. But that one in particular always makes me a little bit homesick.
Mm. I don't begrudge the guy for saying it or anything, but I at the same time, and I don't mean this in any insult or any mad way, mm-hmm. How many people would know Allentown, Pennsylvania
exactly.
without that song? the idea that, I don't know, it doesn't... I don't know anybody that listens to that song and believes that they know of, okay, there's an Allentown, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anybody believes, well, I know what Allentown's like. There's nothing there or whatever. I don't think anybody thinks that.
No.
I don't think anybody looks at it in a negative connotation. I think...
it's just a song.
It's just a song.
And it may have even led to some tourism. People may want to go check out this Allentown and Bethlehem area that Billy Joel sang mm-hmm. about.
I knew a guy named Leroy Brown. He was not the baddest man in the whole darn town. He wasn't. It turned out he wasn't. second baddest.
Can't always believe everything you hear.
Nope. Have you guys seen the new airline concept for seating?
No.
Nope.
Nothing is ever going to make the middle seats on a plane appealing. So what if we could just take them out? Someone just unveiled a new design concept for commercial airplanes that features no middle seats.
Okay.
But it isn't exactly roomier. Instead of having one cabin with an aisle down the middle, there are three separate enclosed cabins with an aisle down the center of each. Two cabins are side by side and the third above them. If that sounds confusing, it should, because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Each of the rows has only two seats on each side of the aisle. But because this design packs three cabins into one plane, there are still more seats overall, so the airlines would like that. Two questions come to mind, windows and emergency exits. Since the two cabins are side by side, the inner rows can't look out of the plane. So instead, there are virtual windows, a long screen that shows sky.
Interesting.
They didn't say if it would somehow show what is actually outside or just a generic image of a bright, cloudy sky. Although nowadays, you can project anything. So mm-hmm. I would imagine if you want to get the current sky, you could probably do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't say the in-flight movie.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's unclear how the emergency exits would work, but with less people in either a side cabin, it's possible that they just use the side extras, while the top cabin would use the exits at the front and the back of the plane. It's just a concept for a conference at this point. No one is planning to start taking planes apart and putting them back together this way. But it is a weird concept, and I don't know, like, the description's not going to do it for you. You've got to look this up. I know CNN has it. It's where I first read the story this weekend. I actually had it put aside, and then Wise Brothers here was doing it as well. So I don't know how well Beth can see this, but it's picture your normal plane, the inside of your normal plane. Now break that into three sections.
Yeah.
And it's kind of broken off into three different sections.
Well, and the interesting thing is the overhead compartments are still only on the exterior of the part of the plane. So where the overhead compartment would be in the middle, that's where the floor of the upper compartment is. So you lose some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not against the idea. Mm-hmm. I'm never against innovation. I just want to. Is it worth it? Is it going to do what we're hoping it will do here and everything?
I'd rather they get rid of the middle seat and just not replace it with anything, and you have just two seats down the entire plane, so people have more room.
I'd like to see that too. I don't think we'll ever see that though.
Because they lose money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. But I agree with you. I think that that's probably the way we should have always done it, really.
Mm-hmm.
We probably shouldn't have been packing so many people. We're like sardines in these things. And we probably shouldn't be packing as many people as we do. But, yeah. This is, I'll tell you this. If it means, because the sentence that stood out to me the most in that article was, you could fit more people. And I have a feeling that a lot of CEOs of these airlines, which just keep on making more and more money, mm-hmm. the CEOs, not the airlines, the CEOs, are just, well, wait a minute. All I heard was dollar signs. What did you say? I wasn't listening.
Right.
I was busy counting my money. I was. I have a feeling you might see this with some airlines. Wouldn't be surprised if Spirit did it.
Well, and I wonder.
But Spirit would do it with cardboard. I'm just kidding.
How did they do a safety test on it? To find out that the seats are still as safe as they are with the design that they currently have.
That would be interesting. I don't know. Should be interesting, though. Melissa, do you have anything on this?
I was just trying to look it up to find a picture, and I wasn't able to. What I found was double-decker seating, which also seems weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's a better design for airplanes or if it's just maybe the seats could be a little bigger. Because the way that they are designed, they don't fit the body type of, I would say, a lot of people in this country now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's tight when mm-hmm. you're seated next to somebody who's taken more than their seat.
Yep.
It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing, the airlines. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'll say that I'm not against innovation. I'm not against us redoing this whole thing, like just tearing the whole thing apart and let's redo it. Let's, mm-hmm. We got the airplane part down. I don't think we got the transportation part down.
Right.
Figuring that out, I think, is a good idea. I don't think anything should be really off the table right now when we see all the issues we're having with flight and people up in the air and everything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like a bad idea to, well, what can we do? What can we look at? How can we make things better? How can we fix this? Et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what type of plane that is, because our smaller, more compact planes, that concept's not going to work, because no. There's not enough room above you to have another tier.
Yeah.
When you walk into some planes, I mean, I'm not the tallest person in the world, and you get into a 13-seater and I have to duck to get in there.
Right.
And getting into some of the other planes, Seth has to duck to walk down the
middle aisle.
Yeah,
these would
have to be like the big Boeing type or the Airbus, you know, that type of plane, because some of them, like from the central Wisconsin airport,
mm-hmm.
the plane that I rode from there to a bigger airport had one seat on one side of the aisle and two seats on the other side.
Every once in a while on a flight, I've gotten on where that middle seat was not used. And just for that alone, I'd almost rather keep the middle seat. We're too close to each other.
Yeah.
We're way too close to each other on these planes. I don't care if it's your significant other or a stranger. You're too close. We're packed to each other, too close to each other in these things. I like this concept. I like this idea. But this doesn't change that. If anything, it seems like they're even closer together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see an armrest on half of these. Like, I need that armrest. I need at least a little bit of space between me and this stranger, this person I've never known in my life, but I could die next to. Like, if I'm going to go, give me some elbow room at least, something.
When you fly, you lose your personal bubble.
You do.
You don't get that anymore.
Yeah. Is that why, when it comes to before we board the plane, it seems like everybody is in their own headspace?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but I do a lot of people watching at airports. I enjoy it. And it seems like everybody is, there's certainly, like, you know, you'll see a parent or somebody checking their, making sure they have everything or something like that. But everybody's in their own headspace, it seems like.
Lots of people wearing earbuds and headphones.
Yeah,
and things like
they're looking at their phones. Yep. But it does seem, too, that there is a decent amount of goodwill between strangers.
Yes.
Planes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I've witnessed anyway.
Yes.
Same here. And I will say this. I've witnessed it in every airport I've ever been in. From O'Hare to that little airport you were talking about, Melissa, I've flown out of there. Milwaukee, LAX. Yeah. Good people.
Yeah.
Also, some people who will, I've heard the word sorry in different languages in airports more than ever before.
Yeah.
I didn't even know, that's what that means. And okay, that's how you say sorry in German. Okay, that's.
Well, and I've been intentional because I've flown with very, very, like, infants and very little toddlers that when I see a mom, especially if she's by herself with multiple little ones, I always say, hang in there. You've got this. You're doing great, no matter how the child is behaving, because that is so nerve-wracking, because you know your children are going to be annoying some other passengers.
And it is hard for me to travel with just myself. Like, to get me on a plane, to get me prepared and everything. My little sister has twice brought her two boys, who I love more so, so much. I love those little guys. They are monsters. They are little monsters. They are wonderful little monsters, but they are monsters. Took them, just her, those two, flew from Wisconsin to Florida twice. Like,
wow.
I want to build her a statue. Like, I know moms do this kind of thing daily, so I'm not saying anything necessarily that all the moms out there aren't just nodding their head like, yeah, James, we do this all the time.
This is normal day.
Just to that point, Beth, I just really admire that. I can't tell you how much, because I don't even know how I get, like, there are times where I have landed and like, I pulled that. I got that. That was a gimme, because I don't know how I just did that. I don't know how I made it to the airport on time, how I found my leg. You know, let alone when you got those two, you know, you got two little guys with your two girls or whatever the scenario is.
But I have to say, a crying baby on a plane is not as annoying to me as people behind or close or around you having a loud, obnoxious conversation.
Chewers.
I mean, babies, they're scared. that, you know, it's uncomfortable. They're not, they don't know what's going on. I have all the patience in the world for that. Mm-hmm. Zero for really annoying people who have no spatial awareness.
I couldn't agree with you more. I also can't stand loud chewers on an airplane, especially. Like, what do you do? What, are you a horse? Are you a horse or are you a human being? We will take a break right here. That was good. That was fun, though. That was fun talking. When we come back, well, after CBS News, of course, we'll get a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. And then when we're done talking to Paul, the 10 bizarre rules parents had for kids.
All right.
All that coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are locally grown radio.